94.7 FM in Portland, Oregon. Today is Wednesday, September 23rd, 2009. And this is Air Cascadia. Long on content, short on time. I'm Chris Andre.
And I'm Liam Delta.
Clatsop County Commissioners are voting on a key rezoning issue tonight in Astoria.
The Portland police now have to hand out their business cards before they give you the business.
And last night, the San Ysidro border crossing near San Diego is closed after federal agents fired on three vans carrying over 70 immigrants.
Portland area weather today, we're back to the new autumn weather. Hazy with temperatures in the 80s. Tonight, clear, lows 45 to 50. Tomorrow morning, fog and low clouds and temperatures in the 70s.
And first, we go to regional news from around Cascadia. The Bradwood Landing LNG attorney said it best at a Clatsop County public hearing when he stated that it is not the job of Clatsop County Board of Commissioners to do the will of the people. Think about that. He said, this is the attorney for the LNG interests, stating that it's not the job of the Clatsop County Board of Commissioners, an elected body, to do the will of the people. Oh, no, according to the LNG attorney, the Board of Commissioners is to do the will of the LNG company. Tonight in Astoria, though, we expect to see the truth of his words manifested once again. We should be having Olivia Schmidt with Columbia Riverkeeper and the Oregon Sierra Club with us on the phone this morning to talk about a rally tonight in Astoria, 4:30 in the afternoon, and then 6 p.m., the Clatsop County Board of Commissioners will be meeting, and that vote will come down. It is expected to be 4 to 5. We will be speaking with Olivia a little bit later in this broadcast.
In recent weeks, we heard a story about a Jewell High School student's article in the school newspaper, The Jay. The article created a stir by condemning the Bradwood Landing Liquid Natural Gas Project and its political supporters. After it was published, former Jewell School Board member Dave Samuelson complained about the editorial in a phone call to Don Anderson, the journalism teacher. The incident unleashed a flood of free speech discussion. Now Jewell students may have a new appeals process if the school chooses not to display or publish their work. The Jewell School Board considered the district's freedom of expression policy at its regularly scheduled meeting Monday night. Members supported Superintendent Brian Gander's idea to redefine the way the district reviews a teacher's or the administration's restriction of a student's work.
And an addendum to that, Samuelson is the husband of Ann Samuelson, one of the Clatsop County Commissioners, who is pro-LNG and who is subject to a recall campaign taking place right now, not just because of her support of the LNG project against her constituents' wishes, but also there are serious ethical questions in her background.
And he did threaten.
There was a threatening phone call. We'll be hearing more from Don Anderson, the journalism instructor, who is at the eye of this particular storm. The next time the police stop you, think of it as an opportunity to network and have your business card ready. Just don't reach for it too fast. Because as of this coming Monday, the Portland police will be obliged to hand out business cards when they accost citizens. Let's hope those cards don't pack a 100,000-volt jolt or any other nasty surprises. Still, as Joe Anybody points out, quote, it will create the atmosphere where the officer is forthcoming and is willing to identify himself. It will help keep the lines of mutual respect open. What's next? Wine and cheese at your arraignment?
BP Exploration Alaska, Inc. has paid the state more than $1.7 million in civil penalties for failing to provide adequate facilities to contain oil spills on Alaska's North Slope. Two settlements, one for BP's Prudhoe Bay field and another for the smaller Endicott and Badami fields, were signed last month and the penalty has been paid. The settlement is not connected to BP's 200,000-gallon spill in March 2006. In that case, BP America paid $20 million and pleaded guilty to a misdemeanor violation of the Federal Clean Water Act. It's also not part of lawsuits the state and federal governments filed against BP in March. So in the end, it isn't very much.
Baked Alaska. Mm-hmm. If we keep this up, we can turn this into a food show. You asked this, in fact, here it comes. U.S. District Court Judge Jeffrey White on Monday agreed with arguments from Willamette Valley organic seed growers that wind-borne pollen from the transgenic plants engineered to resist Roundup, a Monsanto herbicide, could contaminate their crops. This marks the second genetically engineered crop. Alfalfa, of course, was the first to get stalled by a judge because of the contamination threat. Deregulation of Monsanto's Roundup Ready sugar beet seeds and plants in 2006 allowed the genetically modified plants to be treated the same as conventional crops under the law.
You can bet on it. In tough economic times, the environment is the first casualty. The irony is that in the end, we pay for the damage we cause. And in a disaster capitalism climate, someone always makes money on the harm caused by overconsumption. 17 key pro-environment bills passed the 2009 Oregon legislature, but some big bills died without a vote, and the legislature's overall support for the environment fell along with the economy. And that's a conservative tally.
This week, the Senate Finance Committee is wrestling with the sprawling health care bill. Committee Chairman Max Baucus announced that multiple modifications to his blueprint even before lawmakers began voting on changes. Among the biggest was adding $50 billion over 10 years in additional subsidies to help people pay for coverage. That is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. $50 billion. Conservatives, Glenn Beck and that lot, are worried about the cost of this bill. $50 billion is going to pay not for health care, not for doctors, not for medicine, but for subsidies to help people pay for insurance. In other words, taxpayers are going to be anteing up this $50 billion in order to give people money so they can hand it over to insurance companies. Why not just hand it to the insurance companies? Then, of course, there's the part about the people who are too poor to cushion insurance company big bums. They're going to have to pay for the crime of poverty. Yep, that's right. People who are too poor to pay for medical insurance are going to be fined. Now, that'll teach them a lesson, won't it? Okay, what's next? Debtors' prisons? Our own Ron Wyden's chief complaint is that we won't have enough insurance companies to choose from. Oh, woe is me. You mean there's still insurance companies out there that haven't given you any money, Ron? And you want to bring them all into the fold? Is that the idea?
Here's a warm item. Shipbuilding is coming back to life. Vigor Marine, a Portland ship repair company, scored a $13 million contract to upgrade and refurbish one of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration ships. They're being relocated to Newport. Vigor Marine is due to begin work in October on the 230-foot Rainier, now based in Seattle, but due to relocate to Newport in 2011.
And now I believe we do have Olivia Schmidt on the line. Good morning, Olivia. Thank you so much for being with us.
Good morning, Chris. Thanks for having me.
There's a lot going on today. There's a rally in Astoria, and then there is a crucial rezoning vote this evening also. Can you talk a little bit about these two events?
Yeah, absolutely. 2 years ago, the Clatsop County Board of Commissioners made dozens of land use changes to their local land use law to allow Bradwood Landing LNG import terminal and their pipeline to go through the county. Last year in September, 67% of the voters in Clatsop County voted not to allow those LNG-related pipelines in areas zoned for open space parks and recreation. Today at 6 o'clock, the Clatsop County Board of Commissioners will vote on whether or not to rezone one piece of land that is affected by the pipeline, essentially undermining the vote of the people who put a referendum on the ballot last year saying, you know, we don't want this pipeline going through these lands. The county is basically sidestepping the Democratic vote to do the bidding of Bradwood Landing. So at 4:30 today, we're going to be gathering in downtown Astoria to voice our concerns about LNG development and really highlight that the democracy of Oregon is being weakened by these out-of-state corporate interests, you know, swaying our elected officials. There's just no reason for the county to be making a decision that directly undermines the vote of the people. There's a carpool leaving from Portland. We're meeting at the Oregon Sierra Club office, which is at 1821 Southeast Ankeny. We'll be meeting there at 1:45 and leaving promptly at 2:15 to make it out for the rally in Astoria. It should be a great event. And then at 6 o'clock this evening, the county government will take up a vote.
And let's see. I want to ask you one other thing. There was, of course, the classic quote from the LNG Oregon attorney,
yes,
who said that the job of the Clatsop County Board of Commissioners was to do the will of the people. It seems to me that that's what we're seeing right before us.
Yeah, that's exactly right. In a shocking display of total honesty, the attorney for Northern Star Natural Gas, Bradwood Landing, actually said in a public hearing in the Clatsop County Board of Commissioners hearing room 2 months ago regarding issues around land use, and said to the Clatsop County Commission, it is not your job to apply the will of the people, which, you know, is just shocking. And that's, you know, we're seeing them taking their marching orders by undoing the will of the people.
He said it. You heard it. Now it's time to go to Astoria and offer feedback. We have all of that carpool information here at the front desk at KBOO. Call us at 503-231-8032, and we'll have that information available for you. My guest has been Olivia Schmidt with Columbia Riverkeeper and the Oregon Sierra Club. Thanks again for that, Olivia.
Thank you, Chris.
At the World Climate Summit in New York, the United Nations' Ban Ki-moon, middle manager to the multinationals, the plutocrat's plutocrat, the silence behind the silence on global warming, says the confab has given fresh impetus to efforts to tackle global warming. When a man like Ban Ki-moon says the momentum has shifted, you know the talks in Copenhagen this December are doomed. Even worse, China and the U.S. patted each other on the back in congratulations over their mutual efforts to address the looming crisis.
And last night, while you were sleeping or working the night shift, around 3:30 in the morning, three vans packed with more than 70 immigrants were fired on by federal agents as they tried to run the border at the San Ysidro port of entry near San Diego. Four people were injured. There was no return fire from the vans, as was originally reported. The incident created a massive traffic jam at the port of entry and, in fact, closed the border at the time that it happened. Drivers entering the United States from Mexico during the investigation are still waiting, as I understand it, as of 8 o'clock this morning. And finally this.
Some United Nations dignitaries, like the Waldorf Astoria, some prefer the plaza. Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi will be camped out in his traditional goat herder's tent in White Plains, New York. Apparently, the property was rented from Donald Trump for the duration of this week's United Nations General Assembly. Gaddafi's neighbors during his stay will be Martha Stewart, Ralph Lauren. A flotilla of TV helicopters and the usual irate, inchoate rabble that turns out whenever a troublesome Muslim shows up on our sacred shores.
Camping with Gaddafi. I wish I was there.
This has been Air Cascadia for Wednesday, September 23rd, 2009. Engineering is Trillium Shannon. Trillium is also assisting Kathleen Stevenson, whom we welcome back from sabbatical as the KBOO AM News and Public Affairs Director. Chris Andre is the producer. I'm Liam Delta.
Hey, Chris Andre, you're listening to All Natural Free Range, non-syndicated KBOO Radio, 90.7 FM in Portland, KBOO.FM on the web. Your support and your support only keeps us subverting the dominant paradigm. Thank you so much, members.
Coming up next, Flashpoints with Dennis Bernstein, an update from Honduras, and an interview about GI resistance to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Thanks for listening and have a good day.